is Free Talk Live. You are listening to the live Sunday night edition of our show, Free Talk Live, and we're glad to be with you tonight. It's me, Stephanie, here in the studio.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in and bring up anything that's on your mind. It's kind of a unique format, aside from being live on a Sunday evening, which you don't hear very often.
Not
in the
just
world
a Sunday evening.
Easter Sunday,
it's
right?
It's an Easter Sunday
now,
evening.
I had forgotten about this until you told me, Mark, that you wanted to do a show about Easter. So we are going to be getting to that. But in the meantime, if you have something that you have a burning desire to talk about, call us and tell us what's burning. Our number is...
call a doctor.
We have a doctor here.
Our number is...
That's right. Not just a doctor, a Dartmouth doctor. This is an Ivy League doctor.
Ivy League. We have the real thing.
Oh, you guys.
What do you say to that, you know?
It's all true.
It's all hot.
So you can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's our phone number here tonight on Free Talk Live. There's another way to get in touch with us, too, and that's by going on Skype and adding the contact name lrn.fm. That's us, and we'll be able to hook you up with the studio if you send us a friend request there on Skype. Okay, gentlemen, let's get right to it, right? I had pretty much forgotten that today was this some holiday, right, with bunnies,
yeah,
little bunny foo-foo, eggs, spring, fertility.
I figured, you know, I like to do shows that are relevant to the particular time of year, the holidays and that kind of thing.
And I have no idea what holiday it is or even really what day it is most of the time.
So. I turned it over to Brian to do the research, so I'm going to let him go ahead and start.
I will be the moderator. But, yeah, I mean, we wanted to talk about something that's kind of different, I think, than you'd probably hear on most talk radio shows. I mean, first of all, most of them are not going to be live on a Sunday, but especially not on this Sunday. But we are here live, and, of course, we're taking your calls, 855-450-FREE. But we wanted to kind of talk about the origins of Easter and sort of what it all means. And Brian, especially you here on the show, I think are going to have a pretty shocking perspective to some people.
Yeah, it may be shocking, though I don't know, because, you know, there's a meme going around that's actually kind of popular. Even the Richard Dawkins Foundation has kind of endorsed it and all that, describing how Easter is actually... you know, comes from this Sumerian goddess, Ishtar, and that
sounds
it's actually
like
supposed
names.
To be, sure, and it's supposed to be a fertility holiday, you know, where lots of sex is had and, you know, and all this business.
Surely somebody was having some kind of orgy, some religious organization was having some kind of orgy at some point at this time of year, right?
Yeah.
So somewhere.
You mean in the past.
Yeah, somebody was.
Right, but again, you know, if we're talking Ishtar, this would be Sumer, which is, you know, the oldest civilization that we know of.
Right.
That we know of.
That we have, like, sort of documentation.
Yeah, that we have writing, because they were the first one that we know of to have started writing, that being with cuneiform.
Right, and basically, these cultures, you don't get any credit for having a great culture unless you write it down.
Exactly.
I guess the
and
Egyptians...
And unless your writing survives until modern day, right?
Yeah, indeed, they have to find it. But I guess the Egyptians had it out with the Hittites at some point in history, and the Hittites didn't really write things down. The Egyptians did. So who's the good guy?
History's written by the victor.
Right? You know. Or at least the one who wrote it down.
Right, yeah. Or at least the one that could actually write it. Yeah, exactly. So
I mean, another group of people that are very good at writing things down are the Jews. They haven't won anything, but they're debatably history's victor, simply because they've written enough stuff down. I mean,
yeah.
They're well known, they're God's people, or whatever.
Somehow they're still here, as to where Sumerians aren't. I mean, that is an interesting thing. But, you know, so this meme's going around, and everybody's like, wait a minute, what do you mean? Isn't Easter all about Christ, you know, dying on Good Friday during Pesach, which is, you know, Passover for the Jews?
Well, now, wait a minute. So Christianity doesn't even agree on how long Jesus was in the grave.
I disagree. I think the Bible's clear on that.
You think so? Because, I mean, I've heard that some Christians believe that Jesus was on the ground for 3 full days, whereas other Christians believe that he was, you know, killed on a Friday and rose on the Sunday. And it's always kind of strange to me that, you know, the accounting of the numbers there, it never made much sense to me as a kid, that, you know, well, this is Friday afternoon, and less than 48 hours later, he's risen.
Well, he died on Friday before sunset.
Yep.
Because he had to rest on the Sabbath.
Between noon, it was noon into three, right?
Yeah, something like traditionally. That. Exactly. And so he had to rest on the Sabbath. He's God. And
that's Saturday.
Right. And then on Sunday morning, you know, he comes back out. So there is, give or take, a 3-day period there.
All right.
And it's important for it to be 3 days because, it, just like it was important for when, this is terrible.
Well, he said that he was going to tear down the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, I believe was one of the quotes.
Right, but the temple meant him.
Right.
And of course, in AD 70, the temple literally did get torn down, and later got used to be turned into the Roman Colosseum, but...
parts of it or something?
Yeah, this is actually interesting. This was a recent find, was that they found parts of the Colosseum actually have, like, Hebrew writing on them and everything.
Uh-huh.
And so they assumed that in AD 70, when it was destroyed, they actually took parts of that, all that stone and gold, and turned it into the Colosseum.
It would probably be easier to... I mean, those are some large quarried stones.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It would probably be easier to just go ahead and move those things.
I find it ironic that a building designed to worship God was then reused as a building to feed Christians to lions.
Did that happen there?
That's some irony.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so Jesus, you know, he dies, he rests on the Sabbath, and he comes back on Sunday morning, and he's, you know, back, and he's actually back for a little while. You know, I mean, and if you want to get into the biblical story, actually there's more people rose from the dead later on. If you read Matthew 23 or Matthew 26, like, you know, graves turned over and people came up, said, he is risen. But that's not consequential to this.
I don't even remember that part, but okay.
That's okay.
It's pretty
probably
wild.
True. Yeah, it's pretty crazy stuff. So this is what happens. Now, the thing is that story is actually, that kind of story of what happened to Christ is actually very, very old. And, you know, most of these, just about everybody, Christians or not. Now, it's important to lay out that there are millions of Christians around the world that do not celebrate Easter. They treat it, and they don't celebrate Christmas either, because they recognize perhaps pagan roots, or they recognize the roots, you know, that these things don't come, they have nothing to do with Christ, that they're very old. And so, you know, Jesus gets this usual story that goes all the way back to Sumer, which is the Ishtar that the original meme I talked about was pointing out. You know, Ishtar is Easter, or, you know, there's people who say that Ishtar is actually pronounced Easter.
I've seen that in that meme.
Right, and so they say that, you know. So the point is that Christ is just another one of these life, death, and rebirth deities.
Now, when you were saying this, I mean, one of the things that, you know, probably was most convincing to me that Christianity, which has evolved from Judaism, which has evolved from Zoroastrianism, is just, you know, some retelling of this stuff, is that, you know, 2,500 years before Jesus, they were telling the story of Osiris, and that the parallels are, there's like 17 parallels between Jesus,
yes,
and Osiris. I don't know. I'd have to look up the number,
no,
there, but it's incredible. Like,
right,
you know, both on born on December the 25th, both rose and, you know, died and rose again 3 days later, and
yeah,
you know, just a bunch of stuff.
It even goes further back than that, because Osiris was an Egyptian god, and actually if you go all the way back to Sumer, which is give or take, you know, around 10,000 BCE, you know, that's the older civilization, older than Egypt. And if you go into the story of Inanna, which is the original name for Ishtar, that's just fact. That's just how it is. You know, there's no question that those two are the same person. That story is the same, right down to where Inanna gets put up on a cross, or at least a meat hook. Like, she gets hung as her judgment.
Okay.
Just like Christ.
So, okay, let me interject here. Why does any of this matter?
Well, I don't know. I mean, what does religion matter?
Yeah.
Why does a day matter from one day matter from another? I really don't know the answer to that.
I mean, I guess what are we trying to get across by talking about this on the air?
I found some things interesting. For me, I think that the history of, you know, these sort of Middle Eastern religions, they're all intertwined. And so I needed to know that. I wasn't told that as a kid. And with a bit of research, you start finding out the intertwinings of these religions. And
so trying to expose people to information they didn't know, open mind.
If Jesus Christ is the one true God, or the Son of God, then why the heck is the story basically told previously by in the form of Osiris or Mithra or whomever?
855-453 here on Free Talk Live, the live Easter edition. We're coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options? They are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You are listening to the live Easter Sunday edition of the show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And just
I thought it was the Ishtar Sunday.
Next segment, it will be the Ishtar Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Although that's kind of a tongue twister, but I'll do my best. And by the way, just to prove that we are live today, if you would like to see us, watch us in the studio doing the show, see what we look like, or just, have something to put your eyes on while you listen to Free Talk Live, visit cam.freetalklive.com. That's a little subdomain of our website where you're going to find the studio cam, plus a chat room where you can interact with other listeners, as long as they're not at church or something, right?
I don't know. Usually the church is done in the morning on Easter. Sunrise service.
Sunrise service, which is
very
weird.
I like that. I've got to say, I really enjoy the sunrise service thing. You know, it gets those late risers up early. And
right. But it's interesting that Ishtar rose with the sun on Easter.
So it was Horus pulled the sun. I can't remember, right? I don't ever even know all these old gods.
Because Ishtar was the morning star of Venus.
There you go.
Anyway.
Well, anyway, every loan payment is made of principal payments and interest payments. Those interest payments tend to be front-loaded in loans. Specifically, a 30-year fixed loan, you're going to be paying more interest than you will principal for the first 10 and a half years of the term of that loan. That's a long time to be paying interest rather than principal. Well, on a 20-year fixed, you basically start out 50-50 right out of the gate. And on a 15-year fix, it's 59% on the principal in principal reduction on the first payment. And it just gets better from there. The experts at Mortgage Minute Guy want you to know this information, and they have lots of other information that you should know before you get a loan. And you can get a hold of them by going to their website at MortgageMinuteGuy.com or calling them at 866-288-0088. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
All right. Let's go to the Free Talk Live amp line and talk with Ty listening in Tennessee. Hi, Ty.
Hey, good evening, guys. Speaking generically, I mean to say you're a guy there, Stephanie.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Just wanted to say good evening. I wanted to add a little bit to the discussion, very interesting discussion that was held last night regarding veterans benefits. Mark was talking about, I guess there's still some sort of benefits being paid to somebody regarding the Civil War.
Yeah, there are actually two children of veterans of the Civil War still receiving something like $900 a month as their sort of payments, and seems very odd, but that's the case. And by the way, they are in they're in Tennessee and North Carolina, which I find is interesting that the South apparently did win the war.
The interesting thing about that is I wanted to kind of add to the conversation by clarifying some things, that when you talk about veterans benefits, there's really three main areas. I mean, there's general veterans benefits. Anybody who serves a minimum of 180 days is considered a veteran. So there's general veterans benefits. There's also disability benefits.
Right.
If you get disabled in a line of, you know, and on active duty, then you can get some disability benefits.
And what would those? Sorry, Ty, I didn't mean to interrupt, but what does, like, the general benefits include?
Well, right now, I don't know what they included back in the Civil War, but right now, there are things like VA loans, the Veterans Hospital, the VA Hospital.
Up until 65.
Yeah, there's some other things like job placements. I use the only general veterans benefits I have used. I've used the VA loan. I've also used a thing that paid for my computer A-plus certification test and a network. Not the A-plus, the network plus certification test.
Mm-hmm.
It paid for that. So there's, you know, they're not, your general veterans benefits are not payments. You don't get paid any kind of money from general veterans benefits.
Okay.
People that get paid are either disabled or retired.
Okay.
Okay. Now, disabled benefits do not pass on to offspring, nor do they pass on to spouses.
Did right. you say that they do the not only, pass on? They do not pass
they
on?
They do not.
Okay.
They do not. They're for that person because of their disability.
Mm-hmm.
They're to compensate for their disability. Now, retired benefits can continue on to a spouse or a child, but not once that child has reached maturity. I think the current law, it goes to like the age of 25 if they're full-time students. Otherwise, it's 18 and it ends.
Yeah, so how would these people who are children of Civil War vets be receiving a check?
I don't know the specifics on it, but that's the case.
I would like to see what those specifics are. But I wouldn't doubt it that it happens, of course, because the laws change, and that was the other point I wanted to make.
Yeah.
Is that when you?
I made that point very, very poignantly during the show, because I thought that was important, that things do change, yeah, as far as these laws go. I just don't think that people understand the incredible amount of time that these wars cost. And I felt the most relevant piece of information was that the peak cost for veterans costs was for World War II was in 1991, 46 years after. That was the peak of the cost, was 46 years later. And if you're going to get into one of these wars, it's probably a good idea that people sit down and think, you know, and before you just, I mean, is there any kind of lesson that's been learned by, what was it, Ashcroft saying, oh, yeah, we'll be in and out of in 3 weeks there in Iraq, so it shouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah, I agree that the cost is far more than what's immediate, and that's very true. But the point I wanted to make about the laws changing is when you enlist, it actually says on your contract that they could change the law that affects your benefits at any time without notification to you.
Yeah.
See, I'm retired. I'm retired after 23 years. They could pass a law and say, you're not getting any money. And it's perfectly legal. That's still within the contract because I signed a contract that said they're in charge and they could change anything they want.
Yeah, the article is actually on our Facebook page. You can just go to facebook.freetalklive.com to get taken directly to our page. It's an abcnews.go.com article, and it's just a little bit down the page since it was yesterday's content. So if anybody wants to go and read the entire article, it's there. We don't read articles that are this large on the air, but there are some specifics about those two people that received the benefits, and why they were receiving benefits as children. I remember reading it, but I couldn't remember tell you right off the top of my head.
I'd have to look it up, but I think that's a very important thing for veterans to understand, and for prospective veterans to understand, is that these things could be changed and cut right out from under you without notice by Congress. They can do it, and they have done it. So people that complain saying, hey, this is not what they promised me, I guarantee if they've taken it away, they've done it quote-unquote legally.
Right.
And with full knowledge, because they let you know when you sign that contract. I mean, it's bold. It's not hidden that they could change it at any time.
Ty, thank you for...
I feel for people that complain about that. But that's just the way it is.
Thank you for the call, Ty. Appreciate that information. This is Free Talk Live. 855-453 is our number. And anything goes. More coming up.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the Ishtar Sunday edition.
There we go. Call it what it is.
Did I get it right, Brian?
Yeah, call it as you see it.
Okay, just wanted to make sure about that. And you're hearing me, Stephanie, tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can visit our website, which is freetalklive.com. There you're going to find something that not every talk radio show provides to its listeners, but we do here at Free Talk Live, and we also do it for free. That is archives of Free Talk Live going back to 2006. So it's tons of audio content, thousands of hours of audio, literally. And it's all there for you for free, and we encourage you to share it, spread it, download it, whatever you like, over at archives.freetalklive.com. I think it can be really entertaining to listen to an old Free Talk Live and see what was going on at the time. You know, pick a random one and have at it.
That's right. I think they go back 6 years now, or darn close to it.
Yeah, it would be more than 6 years, right?
I guess
it starts in 2006.
Yeah, that's even more than 6 years. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's a lot available for free.
And Free Talk Live has been on the air for 10 years. So
that's right.
That's a pretty
amazing.
Yeah,
that's a pretty cool accomplishment there.
It amazes me that we've made it that far, frankly. Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? I mean, emergency situations can take all forms, and you just don't know what that form is. One form of insurance against some emergency situation is to have some stored food on hand. You don't know what's going to happen, and it's a good idea to have a little bit of food. But if you're going to have food on hand, you want food that's still good after it's been sitting for 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 years. That's the whole point of storable food. You need to have food that's in the right packaging in order for it to be able to be to last that long. Some of this stuff comes in big cans, and if you just need food for a couple of days, all the food's basically wasted in the can. You have to eat it all. So that's a little inconvenient, especially when there's things like Mylar packages out there. if you're going to get a Mylar package, you want to make sure that that Mylar package is well sealed, and you know that it's got a good half inch of crimping along the side, so no air is going to be able to get in and no critters are going to chomp through it or things like that. You also want to have it airtight and to have a little oxygen absorber in there. The Legacy Premium brand, what they do is they flush the package with nitrogen, so there's no oxygen there to destroy the food, and then they put an oxygen absorber in there just to make sure that if there is any oxygen in there, that it will be taken care of. And they do that all for less than $1.50 a meal, which is lower than anybody else out there is selling storable food. Go to food.freetalklive.com. Take a look at the comparison chart there. That's what I found to be the most motivating sales pitch for the Legacy Premium brand, and we're proud to represent it here on Free Talk Live. It's food.freetalklive.com. There's also some great specials there. You can get the Mega Sampler Pack, and that's, I think, 183 meals, and, like I said, $1.50 a meal. Food.freetalklive.com.
Well, that's cheaper than McDonald's.
It is.
That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah, I never thought about it that way. And probably healthier, too.
Yeah.
All right. You know, they do say that McDonald's food will last for some obscenely long...
I wasn't going to go there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think you'd have to test it. And McDonald's has lots of different types of foods. They have salads available if people wanted salads and all kinds of things.
Yeah, salads last more than 2 weeks. I want to know what's in there.
I was going to say, I'm sure a 25-year-old French fry wouldn't taste too good, but it might not grow mold.
You need it. You are.
Yeah.
You need it.
So 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. This is a live broadcast, so you can call in if you're listening on Sunday evening, that is. You can also call us on Skype by adding lrn.fm as a contact. And let's talk to Annie listening in St. Louis. Hi, Annie.
Hi, you guys.
Hi, Annie.
Glad to hear your lovely voices.
Thank you.
What's on your mind?
I had an experience that Brian might be interested in. I'm not religious, but I am spiritual. And this was a couple of weeks ago. I was listening to an episode of Coast to Coast AM.
Yep.
On YouTube, that had they were talking about. Did you ever hear about that movie called A Haunting in Connecticut?
I've heard about it, yes.
Okay.
What is that movie about?
A Haunting in Connecticut.
A family that moved into this house that at one time had been a funeral home. And it just was a really bad situation. But the reason that, anyway, on the Coast to Coast show, he had the mother on. And she was talking about her experiences there, and she was saying that the reason things were so bad there was because, not that it was a funeral home, but because somebody that worked there was having sex with the dead bodies.
Oh,
and
boy.
It stirred up, like, all kinds of bad things. So
it seems to me like if somebody's having sex with dead bodies, like there would be a lot of negative consequences to that, but, you know, not necessarily ghosts and stuff, but just like trouble in real life, you know?
Well, bad news.
I was sitting at my kitchen table listening to this, and I looked down, and on one of my tiles on my kitchen floor, which is probably 8x8, there was a triangle with a solid circle in the middle of it.
All right.
That wasn't there before?
It was not there before. And I looked down at it, and it almost looked like a burn. Like it was burned into my tile. And I got a wet paper towel, and I tried to, you know, like wipe it off, and it would not come off.
And so, this was not like, you know, sometimes when you look at lights, like on a computer screen, it can, like, burn an image into your retina for a little while.
No, it was not a shadow. It was not. I checked all that out.
Okay.
So, didn't know. I mean, I just didn't know what it was. So I went to bed, and when I woke up the next morning, it was gone. And I told a friend about it, and she said, you know, you should, like, look that up and see, you know, what that was. Well, I looked it up.
Isn't it the symbol for Alcoholics Anonymous?
No.
Okay.
This is a symbol for the D word.
I don't know. The devil?
The D word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And now tell me the symbol one more time.
It was a triangle with a solid circle in the middle of it.
Okay.
Kind of like a triangle with an eye in it.
Right. It was. And when I looked it up, it also said something about that, like that's on the dollar bill.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yep. On top of there's on the back of the dollar bill, there's a pyramid. Of course, you know, E Pluribus Unum.
Right.
It says, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Sure.
But just the fact that, like, I didn't know what that was and that appeared, I thought that was pretty significant.
It's pretty bizarre.
Strange.
So yeah. What happened to the table? I mean, did it stay there?
It was a tile.
The tile.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it just it was gone the next day. It was when I woke up in the morning, that symbol was gone. And I think it had something to do with the fact that I was listening to that show, and they were talking about diabolical energies.
They were talking about, like, malevolent things.
Yeah.
All right.
I think they...
Yeah, that's strange.
Yeah, that's what I think it was.
That's all I could say. Yeah, it's very strange. And Annie, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
You know, I tend to be skeptical of these things, but, you know, people I know and love and respect have stories like this. And how do you undermine a story like that? Annie was the only one that we know that was in that that kitchen. And, you know, if she says she saw a triangle with a circle in the center, I guess you have to say that that's what she saw.
Yeah, maybe she really did see that.
Yeah,
does it mean that the devil is in her kitchen? I'm not sure.
No, right. But there definitely are stories sometimes where, hey, there's not a ready explanation. You know, what does that mean? I don't know.
855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. If you want to talk about the roots of Easter or maybe something you saw in your kitchen, give us a call. There's more coming up.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spru Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Easter Sunday edition with Stephanie, Ishtar,
and Ryan, and Mark.
Our website here on Free Talk Live is freetalklive.com. It's pretty easy to remember, right? If you can remember the name of the show, you can find us on the web. And, of course, if you are able to go there, you can visit listen.freetalklive.com, where you can find out all the different ways you can get Free Talk Live into your ears. Those include the live internet streams, the radio stations we're affiliated with, and XM channels where you might be hearing the show, the satellite, the webcam, and the listen lines, which is a phone number you can call to hear Free Talk Live. So that's, again, all at listen.freetalklive.com.
If you're going to a pharmacy to get your prescription drugs, you're likely paying more than you have to. You can save up to 75% off your prescription medications with Save On Meds. You can make the free trade work for you. Save On Meds uses pharmacies in the U.S., Canada, and New Zealand to bring you 75% off of heart medication, cholesterol, cancer drugs, and more from inspected factories. Independent third-party testing of generics for purity and strength. You can save now $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis and 32-count generic packages. Compare that to $25 for the name brand here in the U.S. Pharmacies have been importing their pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to the U.S. for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill. Just give them a call for a free quote and some information. It's Save On Meds, 888-6969-363 for Save On Meds.
All right, and if you want to call us here tonight on Free Talk Live and bring up anything that's on your mind, you can do so at 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. You can also get in touch with us on Skype, and I think we're going to go to Skype right now because we've got a call on the line. And hi, Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi.
What's on your mind, Jack?
Since the conversation seems to be about religion today, I wanted to call in and make the case that governmentism is the world's largest religion.
I suspect I'm going to agree with you there.
Well, make the comparisons. What are the parallels between believing in governmentism, as you call it, and religion?
Well, governmentism is all about the worship of a supernatural entity called the common good. We know it's supernatural because you cannot see, hear, touch, or measure the common good, but we're all part of it.
There's also this binding thing called the social contract, right? But no one will tell you what it says.
Is that like the Holy Scripture?
Right.
I wish it was. At least you could read the Scriptures.
Yeah.
People could argue about what they say, but the social contract, you can't even read that thing.
Right. And even better, regular people cannot talk to the common good directly. They have to have its will interpreted to them through a priest class.
No, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like where this is
going. In this religion, all of the major decisions are made by prayer. You know, according to dogma, you can make all decisions and get all questions answered through prayer, but mostly it's used to answer the questions of who gets to be a priest.
Mm-hmm.
So the congregation
gathers.
Sometimes
the answer is no, right? All prayers are answered. Sometimes the answer is no.
Right. So the congregation gathers at intervals of usually 2 to 4 years at the places of worship and where they pray. And decide who gets to be a priest.
Well, that's not necessarily. I mean, the electing of the preacher doesn't necessarily have to do with praying. I mean, that's not necessary. I don't know if that parallel really fits. I mean, I've been, for instance, in religious organizations, and you know, worship has an entirely different role than deciding who's going to be the next preacher.
Well, but as far as I can tell, prayer and voting have about the same success rate. So I don't really see in what way they're different.
Statistically, prayer's got to be significantly more successful than voting. Because generally, people are praying for things like, finding their car keys, or that somebody gets better from, an illness or something like that. And they're praying that they're blessing their food, for God's sakes. And basically what that says is that I hope this food isn't poisoned. Every time somebody prays over their meal and eats a successful meal, that's a win for prayer over, maybe the meal would have been fine without the prayers. I can tell you that meals are generally fine.
What about every time someone doesn't pray and eats a successful meal?
But that doesn't mean that prayer wasn't successful. You know, when you take a look at government and voting almost always produces a really crappy politician. I mean, so far we can point to.
But maybe that's the point. Maybe it is
Ron
being
Paul
successful by doing that.
Then, but it is not generally not with the success of what the prayer would want. Yes, I believe the system is successful for the political class.
Of the common good, right, Jack?
Right. A priest always gets in, no matter who you pray for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I want to raise an interesting point, and that's, of course, I'm an atheist, but. If you read Flavius Josephus, who was a Jewish historian from the first century, he talks about Nimrod.
Which is late first century, right?
Yeah, late. But he was a contemporary of Christ, if Christ was here. And right. Anyway, he talks about Nimrod. And Nimrod, according to the Bible, is like the first government. He's the first ruler, the first king that we've ever known. And when he's talking about Nimrod, he says that Nimrod knew he had to become He had to turn his government into God, for people to, do what he wants, to be able to lay down whatever law he wants. And my point in saying this is that the idea that the government's a religion is not a new idea. If Josephus is right, it's one of the oldest ideas in the books.
Religion and government have all, throughout human history, have been closely bound, and you'll see
right.
The power struggles between the priests and the politicians
right.
throughout history, and it's very common. I mean, I think
and the priests often are the politicians, literally.
A lot of times that's the case, or they're separated to some extent or another.
Jack?
Yeah, it's If you kind of step outside of what culture has told us about these two, they really look the same.
I think it's the faith-based aspect. When it seems like things are going in a generally good direction in the world, so people kind of give that credit to the political organizations. But I would say that there's a lot of ample evidence that, these organizations are, one step forward, two steps back as far as, bringing good things to us. you know, I don't know what the world would look like without the top-down hierarchical governmental situation that we have currently. And, you know, it's evolved from the master-servant situation from the agrarian revolution 9,000 years ago or whatever. But, you know, I mean, comparing it to religion, I think, is apt in many ways.
Yeah. I mean, when you really get down to it, is there a difference between the mythology we put around the founding fathers and the stories of Samson and Adam and Eve and all of these other mythological creatures?
Yeah, I agree, because even George Washington, like the apotheosis of Washington,
yeah.
I mean, in D.C., there's paintings of these guys being treated like gods. So, absolutely.
And the sculptures.
There's entire statues where Washington himself looks... He's half naked. It's weird.
Right. They've got him dressed up like Zeus.
Yeah,
essentially.
Yeah.
It's Zeus with Washington's head on top of it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's very odd. And I think to some extent, you know, having been a conservative and sort of growing out from that, I think the conservatives really like old documents. And that's
like old everything, right?
Yeah,
they
yeah.
That's back why to they're the conservatives.
Targeting back to whatever that old thing is. And, I mean, you know, I've said, and I'm sure there's conservatives listening to me, saying that next to the Bible, they think that the Constitution is the Word of God, essentially.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
it
yeah.
Is, it's a holy document.
Glenn Beck would tell you that.
As if it was handed down to George Washington on Mount Vernon, you know, by God. And it's ludicrous. I mean, the Constitution is a compromise, and it may have been an illegal one, the way they went about implementing it. I mean, obviously, we've had it for 200 and something years, so what difference does legal make if they implemented it illegally at that point? But yeah, I mean, the Constitution is just a compromise, and a crappy one at that.
Yeah.
Jack, one last question. I'm wondering if you brought this up to sort of help people see these parallels, because there are lots of people who reject, for instance, religion, but embrace government as something that's for the benefit of society. And then on the other hand, there are people who reject government, but they embrace religion. And so tell me more about that. Do you think there's that connection that you wanted to bring out there?
Well, I think there is a connection, because I had noticed I left religion before I left governmentism.
Mm-hmm.
And as I started to become a voluntarist and start to talk people about, a free society, I started to notice the way they would approach the arguments is the same way that religious people would approach the arguments about atheism.
Right.
And so I just saw there's a lot of parallels to these two.
Jack, thank you for calling in.
Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Savon Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save on Meds. 888-6969-363. 888. 6969-363.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.